Leading off with the big story of the day, Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Tyler Palumbis and Tina.
Hey, Coach, what about practice today?
What's practice?
Practice!
Practice?
It's still day! Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Let's go!
What's up?
What's up now, Drew? How's the three-point contest today, Drew?
Did he win?
I don't know. He won last year. Do we have any results from today?
Oh, I don't know, man. No, we gotta look that up.
What are you up to? What are you doing today?
I mean, who won what? I saw Elway go down in the dunk tank.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, the Broncos listed him
as
the GM.
He's not even the boss anymore, is he?
Did you see that?
No.
He was listed by the Broncos as the GM.
Really?
Like, way to put the GM in the dunk tank.
He's really listed as the GM?
I swear to God.
Wow.
By Denver, I think. I'll go back and look at it.
That's got to be a 22-year-old intern mistake, right?
Uh-huh. That Twitter stuff. I mean, so much for George Payton's credibility. When you got, you know, your own Twitter people.
Yeah. Or just like, don't worry about it, buddy. You want the dunk tank, you can take the dunk tank.
You're John Elway. You can be the GM in the dunk tank. What do I care? Hey, let me look that up. I could have sworn they listed him as the GM. I mean, it's John Elway going in the dunk tank. That's pretty fun, right?
Isn't it?
Are you sure?
Did Mac literally just make this entire thing up?
That wasn't Elway? That was Payton? What kind of...
Come on, man.
Am I wrong?
Come on, people rely on information from us. You can't just toss fake news out there like that.
It's definitely Payton. Oh, I thought it was Elway. All right. See, hey, it's field day. Sometimes you get things right, sometimes you don't. It's field day. Yeah. It's definitely, that's Payton. I kind of looked like Elway, didn't he?
Show me the video.
I know, I'm looking for it. Like, everything with the Broncos, you know, Twitter videos is like, there's like a 30-second ad before it.
Hmm. Sounds like something else.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Whatever. Well, it was field day.
Field day, man. Are you going to be grumpy about this? Are you going to be like everybody else
I'm
here?
Already,
are you
I'm
all
already,
grumpy? Are
I've
you mad?
Been, I've already been grumpy.
The Broncos are terrible. I can't believe they would have a field day.
I lost the bet.
I don't know how this looks like John Elway.
It looks just like John Elway.
No. I mean,
wait.
No wrinkles under the eyes?
Here, you got to show it to me.
No, nothing like, definitely not John Elway.
Maybe it's not the video I saw.
No.
No, that's not the video I saw. There's a different video I saw. I saw a different video.
Mm.
I mean, two things could be true. Wait, hold on, let me see it again. Maybe it is, look at you backtracking already. Maybe it is the video I saw. Oh yeah, this is not the video I saw. I saw a different video.
Did you fall for a fake Adam Schefter report? Is that what just happened?
No, that's not the video I saw.
You fell for the fake Mike Kliss account. That's what happened.
I saw one. It was Elway. I swear to God. Maybe they already took it down.
Maybe Elway was out there too.
That's what I'm saying. It was Elway. I could have sworn it was.
Probably did not say GM next to Elway, but you know.
You know what? Let me look up something.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. Does anybody really care?
I don't know.
No.
Does anybody really care about field day?
No, not at all. I bet you do, though. I bet you're going to be grumpy all day long because of it.
No, I'm not grumpy. I think it's stupid.
Richie is?
I think it's stupid.
Yeah, oh, here we go. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Get it off your chest.
I think you can do better things with your time, but, you know, whatever. Everybody who's like, this doesn't matter. Like, this is irrelevant. To me, like, it's irrelevant as a bonding thing, too. It's just irrelevant, period. Guys should just go home. Seriously,
I'll give you that one for sure. I used to always get so ticked off in the middle of training camp when you'd get a bone. Like, hey, guys, we're going to be done with meetings at 7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
But we're going bowling after.
Right.
That's what we're
going
to do.
Right.
Like, hey, that's not a bone. I still have to be with the same people that I've been with for the last 3 weeks. That's not a bone to
me.
I want to go home. So I'll give you that. I mean, who cares about the team chemistry part of it?
I also could
care less about them skipping the last practice of OTAs.
But to me, it's just a waste.
By the way, for the record, wasn't even supposed to be a real practice today. Mm-hmm. Like by the CBA, a required walkthrough.
All right, walkthrough.
Fine. That's what they skipped.
So why not just announce to everybody, we are going to have 2 days of mini camp, and then guys can leave.
Because then there's no surprise to the fellas afterwards.
There's no surprise.
You gotta have the reward.
There's no surprise now.
You're right. You're right. There was no surprise. That's why I've got a coffee
That's
in my
right.
hand that you bought because
That's
you were
right.
dumb enough to think that they were actually gonna practice today.
I was a sucker. I got to admit, I'm a sucker. I thought a team that was 5-11 in the middle of a quarterback competition would use every single availability they had to get better. I really did. I thought that was going to happen. All right. How did they get?
D-Mac, they were having a walkthrough.
That's what they were going to have.
Correct. Yes. Okay, so what impact is that going to have on the season that they skipped out on the walkthrough?
Tyler, go home then. After practice
or
yesterday.
Or have a field day. What's wrong with the field day?
I mean, what's good about a field day?
What's wrong with the field day?
Nothing's necessarily wrong with it. I don't think there's any benefit either. I think it's a bunch of nothingness. The guys that I feel bad for, and you know, hey, maybe I'm wrong on this, and I know the rookies are there next week anyway, so maybe it doesn't matter. But there are tryout guys. There are young guys. There's undrafted guys. There's other guys out there that, you know, are trying to, you know, make their dreams come true.
And what exactly are they going to accomplish in that walkthrough they were going to have today?
You tell me. Why are they out there in the first place? Are they really competing for jobs or not?
What do you think that the young guys, what are they missing out on by missing that walkthrough that they weren't even going to get a rep during that walkthrough anyways?
I don't know.
Nothing is the answer.
So it's nothing for those guys. It's a meaningless day for those guys.
The walkthrough? Yeah.
All right. Is the walkthrough good for any of the guys?
Sure. I mean, walkthroughs could be good.
Okay.
Do I think that it's a difference in a win or a loss? No.
I don't either.
Do I think that this day was going to do anything to help solve the quarterback battle? Uh-uh.
Okay.
I mean, seriously, whatever the scores were today at the end of OTAs and at the end of the first 2 days of minicamp,
mm-hmm.
that's what the score would be moving into training camp because you're in a walkthrough.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Nobody's getting evaluated. You go out there in shower shoes. That's what a walkthrough is.
Okay, fine. If it doesn't... See, this is my great conundrum with football, okay? And it has been for a long time. What matters and what doesn't matter? And if you really are doing something that doesn't matter, then I don't know why you're doing it at all. Period.
What do you want him to do? I mean, seriously.
Now
you're mad at him because they had a field day instead of going home? Goodness. I mean, is that really where we're going to be at in life? Are we going to be those people that we're going to nitpick so much that now we're mad that they didn't send the guys home? Instead, they had a field day.
I don't care.
That's what we're upset by.
What do I care? Listen, man.
How dare you, Vic, not send them home 2 hours early and let them go out there and have a field day?
Dude, this process is so feels ridiculous this year. For example, in Chicago, they are making it clear. Andy Dalton's the starting quarterback, and when he's ready, we'll get our first round quarterback guy, Justin Fields. He's coming. So there's no confusion in Chicago. They know exactly what's going on.
Okay.
Everybody knows exactly what's going on. And I bet you dollars to donuts, if we were asking all these same questions of those guys in Chicago, like, how do you feel about, it's great. You know, this is the right thing. You're going to develop the younger guy. We got Andy Dalton. We're off and running.
Okay.
Like, fine. So they're clear. Their mission, what they're doing is clear.
Now apply that towards field day.
I mean,
what's your point?
Just nothing's clear here.
Okay.
Nothing's clear.
You do realize
here.
That nothing else was going to become clear based off the walkthrough that they were scheduled to have today, right?
Why did Pat Shurmur say last year and on every single broadcast make such a big deal about not having stuff in the spring OTAs and minicamp? Why did he make such a big deal about that?
Because that's a big deal. If you miss out on all of OTAs and all of minicamp, you're missing out on a lot of reps, especially with a system that is brand new with guys that don't know your terminology and you've got a new quarterback, all those sorts of things. That's a big deal. What do you mean?
Is this the old Shurmur cut right here, boys? I'll play this.
I guess obviously I would be less concerned if we were able to practice and you could, I'd have a better feel for the players. You know, I think it's about the players and putting them in the best position to be successful. I do feel with the amount of practice time you have during training camp, we'll get a feel for what they can and cannot do. And, what you don't have the benefit of, and we've all done this as coaches, there's not a lot of play tryout. You don't have the ability to run a bunch of things that you would not choose to run in games. And so that's where the work behind the scenes is going to be very important.
Yeah, I was looking for the one where he's talking about we missed 1,400 reps.
Oh, I know the quote. I know exactly what you're talking about, okay. And I would agree with him. I think that is a big deal when you miss out on an entirety of an off season. But that's not what today is.
Look at what Richie
today.
Did.
First off, let's break. Yeah, I like that.
It's
like
what our first segment, 24 minutes. Richie printed up field day.
All right, we're supposed to be having fun right now. We're getting mad because they missed a walkthrough.
Well, I'm not mad.
Oh, you're not mad.
I'm not mad. I'm
really
mad about the coffee.
You're not mad that Vic Fangio didn't send him home instead of having a field day?
Oh, I think sending him home last night would have been more logical for the veterans, but I don't
okay,
know.
But I mean, seriously, knows, is that man? What we're going to nip it? Okay, let's break it down. I mean, seriously, like a little bit more in depth, what they're really missing out on, okay? So let's say it was a real practice today, which is not what it was supposed to be. But if it was a real practice, you took great notes over the last couple days and broke it down player by player, position by position, and play by play. Okay, we got, I think in total, each player had 16 reps per practice over the last 2 days. So Drew Locke and Teddy Bridgewater had 16 reps. So if they had a real practice today, which they did not, they missed out on 16 live bullets. Now, let's break that down to a walkthrough. When you do a walkthrough, you think that's going to be as long as a regular practice? No, of course not. It's going to be about half of that. And it's at 50-60% tempo without a defense out there on the field, and you're pretty much out there in shower shoes. So these guys missed out today on probably 8 to 10 snaps of a walkthrough. That's what they missed out on.
So it doesn't matter. Today was stupid. It was dumb. It's a dumb day. It didn't matter.
Today did not matter at all.
And that's what they negotiated in the CBA, that they would have a walkthrough for one of their 3 days. So very skillfully, the players have negotiated a meaningless day for one of the days of the
of the
mandatory minicamps.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
they did.
All right, cool. All right, okay. It doesn't matter. Oh, all right. Whatever. Because I know I'm coming off like some sort of grumpy Gus, so I'll just let it go.
You don't have to let it go.
It's just frustrating. It's like, okay, so why is field day positive? Let me go in another direction. Why was this a meaningful thing? Why was this a positive thing?
I'm not trying to oversell it as something overly meaningful. I'm really not. What I'm trying to point out is that they didn't miss anything. So,
What did they gain?
I just told you that I'm not trying to sell that. I'm not telling you that they gained something. I'm not telling you that they're going to be a better team because of field day. I'm not telling you that the camaraderie is even going to be better. Did they have fun today? Probably. I mean, did they go out there and have some laughs and compete with one another? Sure. Yeah, they did.
Okay.
I mean, I had the exact same field day multiple times over the course of my career. It's a fun day. Would I prefer to gone home a day early? Yeah, I would have. No doubt about it. You're right. I would prefer to just go home a day early.
Right.
So I'm not sitting here trying to oversell like importance of field day.
Hey, let me,
what I'm pointing out is that if you're a curmudgeon about this, you are just flat out a curmudgeon because it is nothing that they're missing out on.
Okay. What are you doing in the meetings on this day? Because they did have meetings.
So the meetings are actually real.
They didn't cancel everything. They did have meetings.
So meetings are actually real. What they're doing in meetings is they come in and they watch yesterday's practice. So you've got a normal morning. And this is what I would do just about everywhere I went, especially with Dan Quinn and Pete Carroll, some of the kind of younger, hipper coaches. You would come in. You would watch your normal practice schedule of the day before.
Mm-hmm.
You might even go through install if you wanted to kind of go over all the plays that you installed throughout minicamp. You might do one last refresher of that. You watch the film of yesterday, and then you break, and you go out and you have field day. So you've got your normal morning routine of what you would have before practice.
All right, so every team did this. So every single team did something like this.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, I don't know. I'm asking. I'm kind of looking at Richie and Kevin, to be honest with you. Because you're saying this is kind of so commonplace, right? So did the Chicago Bears today blow off their...
Well, I know the 49ers canceled minicamp entirely.
Okay, cool. But I'm talking about teams that did have minicamp. Like, this is so commonplace. Like, the Bears did something like this. The Patriots did something like this. The Dolphins did... Did everybody do something like this today?
I don't know.
Did the Packers just try to hunt for Aaron Rodgers?
I have no idea what they did. Maybe they put a GPS tracker out there. Maybe they did something illegal. I don't know. You're not supposed to track your wife. You don't want to do that.
Right. Right. She's not going to like that. Meanwhile, we shot kind of a goofy video about field day today, and I don't know if they're gonna. There's a scene with you and Zach that is
positive, fun, team bonding.
It's possibly the funniest video that I've ever seen shot at the fan, but I'm you know, my mind can go to.
I mean, look, if you've got something good, you want to share it with your friends. That's the bottom line. So sharing is caring, and that's what Zach and I did.
I will see if that makes it into the final edit, but it's I'm not. I mean,
oh, if
that,
it doesn't make it, I'll be a little bit ticked off, actually.
I mean, that was funny.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, it was. Was it spontaneous?
I was not trying to be funny. I was just trying to share. Just trying to, hey, I've got something good. Mm-hmm. I want you to enjoy something good as well.
Mm-hmm.
Zach was equally as caring about me as I was of him.
Oh yeah, it was it was humorous. Well, we'll see. I think that video maybe. I mean, we'll see what part of the video comes out, but we'll have our own field day celebration.
I mean, every day is like field day for us, so we don't have a good job that this is a good analogy of. I mean, we show up and we talk in the microphone and we talk about sports.
Right.
So, you know, we live in field day every single day.
Yeah, what do you think?
But, let's say we're working in a cubicle, okay?
Right.
We're working over.
Truck.
Yeah, we're working over, driving a truck, doing whatever, okay? You show up and you're expecting that I'm going to be sitting in that cubicle for the next 8 hours doing the same thing I do every day. Are you going to have more fun doing that? Or are you going to have more fun if your boss tells you we're going to go have a softball game?
I would have more fun if my boss said, let's have a softball game. But
right.
I would really have more fun if
Are you going to be ticked off? Like, hey, man, I got a TPS report that I got to finish up right now. No, I don't want to play softball today. I got to finish up this TPS report.
I'm thinking of, like, in the show The Office when they go to the beach. I guess, I don't know, man. You tell me. 303-713-1043. Would you rather have would you rather have a field day or just a day off? Would you rather just not have to come to work?
I don't know. Oh, you got a point there, buddy. Day off, for sure.
Yeah, like,
I mean, if you really want to throw a bone, like the best bone you could throw is a day off. No argument.
What happens so we see the hour and a half on the field, then they do the Zoom calls. Then what's the rest of the day? So now it's 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. Like yesterday. All the other stuff would be done by 2 p.m. Now what? What happens the rest of the day?
Yeah, so when I played, the CBA was a little bit different, but my schedule would be that you come in, you've got your morning meetings, you've got your morning install, you go out, have your practice, then you come in, get some lunch, go get your lift in with your strength coach, come back, you watch the film of practice,
mm-hmm.
then you would go out and you have a walkthrough, and then you come back in, you would watch the walkthrough, and then you'd go home about 6 o'clock at night. So that's what a day would look like in mini camp when I was playing.
And then at 6 o'clock at night, then what?
You go home.
All right, so there's nothing, there's no organized bowling or movies or some other, you know.
In mini camp?
Nothing like that. Just go home.
No, you go home. Yeah, go see your family.
Get some rest and whatever. See you tomorrow.
Do it again tomorrow.
What do the rookies do?
Same thing.
Go to the hotel and they're in a hotel, I assume. They don't have a house or anything.
Right. There's a team hotel that the rookies will all stay at.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, what would you sign? Because you said on a day like today, this morning, they would have watched film of practice from yesterday, correct? So, like, what would you rather have? Like at 6 o'clock, come back at 7:30, and we're gonna watch film for an hour and a half till 9 o'clock, and then goodbye. You know, I mean, wouldn't that be kind of just in general better?
Or do something? Do you realize what you're doing right now?
What?
Like, you're nitpicking at a bone. Like, oh, that bone wasn't good enough. Let's give a different bone. They had to go out and they had to go out to field day. So, oh my gosh, Vic Fangio, I cannot believe you. You should have sent them home if you want to give them a bone. Why didn't you give them a real bone?
Maybe I'm getting it totally wrong. I don't know.
I mean, who cares? Yeah, I agree with you for the record. If I really wanted a bone, my coach was really doing something awesome, he would have told me last night that, hey, you get to go home a day early. Go book your flights, you get to go home a day early.
D-Mac, relax. Try not to be so uptight. Be a people person.
Mm.
Okay, cool. I just think of the way
you're just getting tired of the mung beans, I'm telling you.
Mung
beans are just wearing on you.
I was ticked off that I lost the bet. I'm not going to lie. I was ticked off that I lost the bet.
And the bet was? Just to remind the people.
If there was going to be a stupid field day or not.
And you bet on what side?
I bet on practice.
Mm.
I bet on a practice. I bet that, that this team this year in this situation would be better off in some form of practice than field day. Mm. It did not feel like field day was coming. Listen, man, I'm wrong. The field day, I guess, is no big deal. It doesn't really matter. It's not really a good thing. It's not really a bad thing. It's like a nothing. It's like a nothing.
It was just a day to have some fun.
Okay. Do you think most of the players do have, they probably do have fun. I'm sure we would have fun if none of us had to do our jobs and we could all just, you know, roll around and play games outside.
So, you know, DQ, Dan Quinn, he would always have a really fun field day that I think is pretty similar to what the Broncos were doing, but we would have a ping pong tournament. We would have a slip and slide. We would have a chipping contest. There would be a 3-point contest. Basically all the same stuff that the Broncos did last year that I assume they're doing this year. And for sure, your competitive juices get rolling next to your buddies.
Some people are watching our video on the old 104.3 The Fan.
Yeah.
Gonna again the tank top for you.
Yeah, all, buddy.
My Habs leaves the rest of the year.
Well, it's field day.
And I got my bucket hat on. My Rockies bucket hat. Look at that, huh?
Looks good.
Yeah.
I like the bucket hats. I'm a big bucket hat guy.
Yeah. Is Fangio still wearing a sweatshirt on field day today?
Did he go in the dunk tank with his sweatshirt on?
Hey coach, what about practice today?
What's practice?
Practice
is field day, baby! Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Matt.
You cooked the mung beans too long? That's what happened?
Mung beans are good. Made a big mung bean omelet today. Awesome. Delish. Delish. Up next is the three-legged race. This is pretty funny what Richie asked. Oh, I'm sorry. No, up next is water balloon toss. Let's see what the rest of the Richie put in here. Three-legged race. Just tell me what your favorite field day event is. We got a popsicle break at 4. 3-point contest at 4:15. Egg on a spoon race right at 4:30.
That's a good one. Yeah.
I kill you with eggs on a spoon. 4:45, who wants cotton candy? We're into the dunk tank. Closest to the pin, tug of war, bouncy castle, field day, this is great, field day award ceremony, right? By the way, guess what? For the award ceremony, everybody gets a ribbon. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
And then field day recap with Troy Reich.
I just hope that they had a first place, second place, third place. That's all I asked for.
What?
Have a podium.
No way. Uh-huh. No way. Everybody gets a ribbon.
No, it's a competition.
On field day? By the way, will we get a breakdown? Is Kliz actually breaking down what happened on field day?
I am sure he is.
You haven't seen anything yet? All right, well, we'll have your exclusive field day coverage when you want it. But that being said, the video of Nikola Jokic. If we really have a new reality series, we should be following Jokic this summer in Serbia and his brothers. Like, you don't think that's an interesting family to follow around this summer? The Joker? The reality show with the Joker?
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
It's time to take a trip to the water cooler.
Is this good for the company?
We need to talk about your TPS reports.
Did you see the memo about this?
We find it's always better to fire people on a Friday.
If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great.
Here's Tyler and D-Mac.
What would you say you do here?
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
It's Bill Davis!
Nikola Jokic. Boy, I had such a hard time understanding this video because.
Well, you're not Serbian.
I am definitely not Serbian, but it was Jokic sitting down behind a horse going slowly around a track. And I understand there's types of horse racing like that. And I guess that's how you train a horse, but he was going really, really slow with this horse. And he wasn't going necessarily from point A to point B. I guess he was going around a track, except he took a left-hand turn off the track, Tyler, and then started going, I don't know where the hell he was going, like out into like home?
Horse start doing what he wanted, or did Nicola take him there?
No, Nicola definitely like directed him off the track to go somewhere. It's a 2.5 minute video of Jokic just on a buggy, kind of a small buggy, but a buggy behind a horse in Serbia, slowly going around a track and then taking the horse off the track to go away. Where he was going.
Well, that's how, you know, you get a parade when you come back home, and everybody, you've never gotten a parade by sitting in a little buggy on the back of a horse. You never got that one?
No.
Yeah.
No, and he was.
Happened every time I'd come back. I would go.
The buggy, the horse.
I would go like, every year, I would go like 45 minutes away up to University of Colorado.
Okay.
And then I'd take the long trek back home. Down 36, I'd have to hop on 25.
Sure.
Get back to Greenwood Village.
Yeah.
And they'd be waiting for me.
What would be waiting for
with,
you?
With the horse and the little buggy in the back that I would sit on. And then they would do a parade, and they would take me from my house in Greenwood Village.
Who's they?
Well, I mean, everybody, man. The entire town.
All right.
They would all show up.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then, you know, I would take a long jaunt from Cherry Creek High School when I was playing for the Broncos, then I would go like 10 minutes away. It was scary. I had to go down south a little bit further to a Broncos practice facility.
Depends where you were going 10 minutes.
Arapahoe Road, man. Yeah, it was tough. Yeah. So I'd go there, the season would end, I would take that long jaunt right on back home to Greenwood Village.
With the horse and buggy.
With the horse and buggy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's Mina Kynes and Katie Nolan and Pablo Torres on Jokic with the horse.
Point of view, you're the horse. You're just chilling in Sombor, I believe is Jokic's hometown in Serbia, thinking, what am I going to do today? Like, who's going to take a ride? All of a sudden, 7-foot Nikola Jokic is walking towards you. In your brain, you're like, oh, no. I have to pull this man around a track? No, absolutely not.
I think they're friends. Their vibe seemed like they were friends. He knows that horse from way back.
Yeah.
I feel like that horse now acutely appreciates what it was like for Nikola Jokic to try and toe the Nuggets through the postseason.
Oh, that's funny.
Still don't know his name.
No, they're close. Yeah, I guess if you're in the horse's brain, it would be like, you got to be kidding me.
Right.
Really? Seriously?
Dude.
Are you kidding me? Usually the guys I pull around are like 5'2", 110 pounds.
Back in my old line days, we did a little adventure, went up to Estes Park. I'm weighing about 315 pounds and did a little horseback riding
in
the off season.
Yeah.
They put me on like a pony. like of all the horses, like I can't get the Clydesdale. That's not the one that I get.
So your feet are like dragging on the ground as you're on the horse.
The horse can barely move. I mean, it was barely hanging on. I ended up like 200 yards behind everybody. Not smart.
You just got to walk me through. Just give me a scenario. In seriousness, like what this could be, the video of Jokic and the horse, like what is possibly happening here?
There's a parade. It's a celebration. Nicola's
home. By himself. There's nobody in the video. There's nobody else around. He's on the track by himself.
Yeah, I don't know. That's maybe he was just looking for a good time. Forget the parade.
He's going 3 miles an hour.
Maybe when he goes home, that's his version of a good time. Some people like to go drive. Richie claims, I don't believe him, but he claims he's driven a NASCAR, like driving like 200 miles per hour. I don't believe that he actually did that.
I never got up to 200 miles an hour, but I was in a race.
Oh, how fast were you going?
I honestly, probably over 100.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Anyways, Nicola, he likes to get behind a horse. That's his.
That's where he just. That's where he finds his zen. He just chills out.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's been a long season.
It's
time to go home, become one with nature again.
He did say he's not going to play for Serbia in the Olympics. He's too worn out or something. Doesn't want to do it. More time with the horse.
They can't be happy about that.
Meanwhile, the McCaffreys. How about this with Nebraska? How about this, huh?
I love Nebraska drama.
We go with Luke on this one. Luke McCaffrey, who was a quarterback and was playing in Nebraska, right?
Yes.
He was seeing time. He was on the field.
Yeah, he was not the starter last year, but he was kind of like rotational guy. He played a reasonable amount of football in his freshman year. Yes.
So he leaves and he goes to Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
But then just last week or this week, I mean, just a couple days ago this week, we find out he's going to Rice. And we had to dig into it. Like, how does that happen? Why does that happen? And we found there's a reasonable way, I guess, about that. He was still in the transfer portal. He had never left the transfer portal. And as long as you're in the transfer portal, Tyler, I guess you could be recruited and transferred to another school, even if you're sort of committed somewhere else.
It's very confusing, but okay.
Right.
So he never took the, he never actually signed a scholarship with Louisville.
Oh, yeah, that was the
deal breaker there.
Correct. So Christian McCaffrey is ripping on Scott Frost. Quote from Christian McCaffrey. Hold on. Didn't you?
Okay, hold on. Back up. Before you get to that one, you got to explain what Scott Frost did. Because Scott Frost, he was out there complaining about the new transfer portal rules, and he did not use Luke McCaffrey's name, but he talked about one of his former players. He's talking about all the illegal recruiting that's going to be going on, tampering of players that are in other programs, saying, hey, why don't you come over here, right? So he does not like the new transfer portal rules. And then he gets to the point where he brings up a former player, which is clearly Luke, transferred out of our program, and he's already transferred again before ever stepping foot on the field for the program that he initially transferred to. So he took a shot at Luke McCaffrey, and now here's where Christian McCaffrey steps in.
Hold on. Didn't you transfer? PSA to all recruits. Take note on how a coach treats his players once they're no longer useful to him. Hashtag, come on, man. At Coach Frost.
Oof.
Like, hey, like, not hiding from anything. Christian putting Frost on blast. The response from Frost, one of the things he said, buckle up, because this isn't the last time you're going to see this happening. A lot of those kids are getting bad advice. Woo! So you got some bad blood.
I love it.
Right?
Nebraska drama. Let's go. You know what, Team Mama on Team McCaffrey. I coach Luke.
Do you think...
I don't know why he went there in the first place. I told him it was a bad decision.
Why did he go there?
You know what? I'm going to call him. I'm going to tell him I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. I'm just going to pull up the Stokely audio bite.
Told you so. We told you so.
Coming up, sometimes dumb teams cannot stop themselves from doing dumb things.
Welcome to Bronco Land.
We're talking about the Jaguars, not Broncos Land. That's next.
It's The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
There he is.
It's Bill Davis.
Yeah, there he is. There, on ESPN, there's Jokic and the horse and the buggy.
I mean, he's clearly training that horse. Clearly. He races him. He's on a racetrack.
Poor horse.
He's carrying an MVP.
Well, that's true.
Poor horse.
That's true. Oh, you don't think
it's
that's...
Like, it's like the best day of his life getting to carry Nicola.
That has got to be the heaviest thing. See, this is the funny part. Like, he's leaving the track. Where's he going, Tyler? He's just leaving.
He was still on the track.
Oh, that was a trail, not the track. He was like going to Starbucks.
That would have been great if he was carrying coffee. Oh, man.
I mean, he was headed like into town. That's fun. And we're getting a lot of texts about people saying, he just loves horses. Like, that's his thing.
Or he just wanted a field day.
Field day, baby.
It's field day, baby!
Hey, Coach, what about practice today?
What's practice?
Practice? It's Bill Davis! Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Oh, my God. There's so many people, like, on the pulpit of, like, oh, if you are critical of them taking a field day, you're just a stick-in-the-mud jerk. You don't get it. There's nothing about today that was going to lead to, you know, the championship. Yeah,
you know what? I'm actually the president of that group
now. That's like, there's no in particular one day that would ever be responsible for winning or losing a champ. You can't name like a day individually that matters.
But like a walkthrough, lowest priority. Lowest priority.
But like, you could cancel if we're just like not having a practice on one day of the year. Sure, that by itself means nothing ever to anybody. Like, you can use that argument for any practice.
How about this? if you were going to pick a day of the year to have a field day, and you had to, like, just play the game, you had to.
Yeah.
What day of the year would you choose? Pick a better day than this one.
A better day than this
right.
one.
A day that would impact your team less, that you're giving up less, all of the above.
Oh, man, I don't know. Yeah, you win. This is the day.
Right.
This is like a road NFC, you know, away game. It's like the most meaningless, day.
No, well, easy. If we're going to talk about a game, you're definitely talking about preseason game number one. That's definitely not a road NFC game. This is a preseason game number one in which the starters are going four reps.
Listen, by the way, if you haven't noticed, this happens every year where everybody gets all excited for things. And then, like, the first preseason game of the year is the same thing. It's like everybody gets all hyped up, and then the game comes and goes, and everybody's like, oh, well, that game didn't really matter anyway.
Right.
Oh, all right. Okay. And then, like, depth chart will come out for the first time, and everybody gets all excited for it. And then everybody says, oh, you know, we just had to put out something that doesn't really matter anyways.
No, the best part would be when you're actually playing the post-game speech based off whether you won the game or whether you lost the game. You know what it is. You win the game, and fellas, I'm proud of you.
Right.
Don't care what day of the week it is.
Right.
I don't care what we're doing. I don't care if it's water polo. We're out here to compete, and we're out here to win.
Right.
And that's what you guys did today.
Right.
Proud of you.
Right.
You lose the game.
Right.
Fellas, look, we all know what preseason is. This is a chance for us to work on our craft. We didn't game plan for this at all. You guys know that this week it was all just about getting better, practicing
right.
some of the things we wanted to work in there.
Right.
Let's come back tomorrow, and we'll continue to improve. So, you know, don't worry about it. We're just going to continue down this road.
Right.
We're going to keep practicing the things that we need.
Yeah, it's this crazy dichotomy of no day or event or even game by itself dictates anything unless it is some sort of literal elimination moment.
No, but D-Mac, this one really means nothing.
Cool. Not a
Seriously.
Problem. Not a problem. But if you just want to say it's so meaningless that anybody who's critical of a team that was poor – if you can't see the other side of the coin to this, you're a little blind too, in my opinion. Like
Well, what's the other side? Help me out. I don't see it.
The other side is you're a bad team, and you should use every single opportunity you have to get better because you were so poor. Period.
Okay,
other side.
And I would actually agree with that if they were having a practice, but they weren't allowed to have a real practice today, no matter what. So what it was going to be was a walkthrough, right? And so if you were to tell me that they skipped out on an opportunity to go out there and play 11-on-11 football, let Drew Locke go out there and compete with Teddy Bridgewater, I would actually see what you are arguing there. But that's not the reality of the situation. That's not what they missed out on. They missed out on a walkthrough. So I just don't think that that applies towards this situation.
Okay. And then you get to sort of... You get to sort of like, what tone are we setting? And again, if you're critical of having a field day, you look as you got a big stick up your butt, and you're an old fart, and you don't get it, and you know you
I'll
don't
pull
know.
It out for you if you want.
I tell you what, but the other side to that coin is again, what about setting a tone about how we're going to approach things differently this year than we have in the past? Because the past isn't acceptable.
What tone? I mean, seriously.
Okay, hey. And then you say something
like that? I'm really not trying to be a jerk here. And I'll give you an opportunity to go ahead and do it. I mean, what tone are you...
I will read from James Merrillat, our good friend. A year removed from using a lack of an offseason as an excuse for going 5-11, the Broncos bookended their 2021 offseason with a boycott and field day. Okay, cool.
Okay, well, first off, way out of context, if you want to be mad about the boycott, that's totally fine. I get that. I didn't like that either. Number one, they didn't miss any OTA practices. They missed workouts. So that's not an entirely true statement that he put out there that they missed. They didn't miss any reps based off the boycott. You guys do realize that, right? The boycott ended before OTAs began, the actual practices. But if you want to be mad about the boycott, no problem. If you want to talk about the bookend on the tail end that they're giving up practice time, well, it's just not true. They gave up a walkthrough. That's what they gave up.
On the text line, my biggest issue
is... James, relax.
My biggest issue is that the complaint about no offseason all last year.
Right.
That's another side to that coin. Because we did hear that a lot. Now, I know what you're saying. Hey, man, it was just a walkthrough. It was really relatively meaningless. That's not what Pat Shurmur was talking about. But that's just a perception from a Broncos fan.
Well, that's a perception of somebody that doesn't understand what the real workday was supposed to be today, what they were allowed to actually go out there and do today. So if you have that perspective, you're probably thinking to yourself that the Broncos were going to go out there on day three of minicamp, and they were going to compete. They were going to go out there. They were going to have a real practice. Teddy Bridgewater was going to get 18 snaps. Drew Lock was going to get 18 snaps. It was going to be 11-on-11 football, might have moved the ball, might have a two-minute drill. I get if you think that that's what they were going to be doing, if you feel like they missed out on something. But now that I've informed you that that's not what they missed out on, by the CBA that was negotiated, today had to be a walkthrough. So that's not what they missed out on.
All right. I'm done with it. I don't need to argue stupid field day. It's whatever. We shot a funny field day video, by the way. It's going to come out. It's funny.
Hold on. The funny part is in it, though. I mean, where you could be done with it, and that's fine. But where are you really at? I mean, are you bothered by it?
I was ticked off that I lost my bet.
Okay.
I feel like you could have had field day and done the walkthrough. You could have done both, in my opinion.
Sure.
And perhaps that would have been setting a better tone. You could have just, you know, in the middle of practice, blown a whistle, and it just ended a lot earlier, and you could instantly have gone into field day.
But then the guys would be all ticked off. They had to put their tape on. They had to go in. They had to prepare.
No problem.
Seriously.
Walkthrough, you have to put tape on and stuff?
I don't know. No. Well, boo-hoo, you missed out on the walkthrough. Seriously.
Boo-hoo?
Boo-hoo.
God, you mean we're going to tape our ankles? Come on. What is my life?
Oh, they missed out on a walkthrough? Oh, my God. They're going to be terrible again.
They probably will be.
Yeah, because the walkthrough?
No, but hold on.
Yeah. Because they're not maximizing their opportunities to get better.
Oh, really?
There we go.
You guys don't know what an NFL walkthrough is. You guys have no idea. It is the most casual thing on planet Earth. An NFL walkthrough is seriously, a lot of teams, you can wear shower shoes. You wear slippers. You walk out there and you walk through. There's no defense.
You're not going
against the scout team. It's a walkthrough.
I saw Peyton Manning rip Joel Dreesen for dropping a...
That's a pre-practice walkthrough.
It wasn't Dreesen. It was... Tammy, yeah, he ripped Tammy for dropping a ball.
That's a pre-practice walkthrough. That's different than like a Saturday type of walkthrough.
It was correct. It was not a Saturday walkthrough.
Very different.
It was...
You've got your pads. You've got your cleats on.
No, he didn't. I think it was like I don't know. What year did you start in the NFL?
2008.
Okay. All right. I want to ask you then. Let me ask you this question: has the NFL become too soft? From what it used to be to what it is now. And we'll move off the field day stuff. But has the NFL become too soft? Also, we will look at the Aaron Rodgers update. We have news from Jay Glazer. Football at 4 is next.